I'm coming unglued here. So let's get to it. Bang gears. It's a Friday. It's still football season. Let's head for Miami Beach.
From Miami Beach, the sun and fun capital of the world.
If you haven't won a bet since, well, Britney wore mouse ears, it's the man who created ParamountSports.com on the web.
And here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lee Sterling.
How sweet it is!
Yeah, off another fun season on the show. When he last joined us championship weekend, told us Oregon was going down again. Michigan was going to wreck Iowa. On Twitter, it's at Paramount Sports. I was sitting here going over my notes for Lee Sterling, and I'm like, yeah, I should have called him 20 minutes ago. Mr. Sterling, I appreciate your patience. How you doing?
I just thought you were mad at me. Like, I even said to my partner, I'm like, I think he's mad that we took their coach, so we may not be hearing from him tonight.
Oh, man. I'm looking at the time, and it's like it didn't register. So, by the way, yep. Last time we talked, you were pretty sure Cristobal was leaving. I was like, 40-60. So, how well-received has hiring Cristobal been in Caneland?
Oh, my God. It's insane. I was pretty sure he was coming. I think he checked out over a month ago. He knew that the job was his if he wanted it, and I think he just wanted assurance that the university was all in, and they haven't been in before. They have not at all. And to hire someone of his caliber and to not only pay him that, the university's kicking in $20 to $30 million a year. They realize that football kind of drives the engine. I don't know if you remember this. Remember game day in 2015 when Notre Dame came here? Remember that?
Vaguely.
Okay. So that game day was the most watched game day of all time. They rented sailboats in the lake behind where they were on campus. They had the dive team. It was the first week in November. They had the dive team out. I don't think they had sailboats. I think they rented them and put University of Miami flags on them, had them made for the occasion. They had the dive team, the swim team. They had the rock. They had every dignitary. It was the coldest day in the Northeast in years, and also in the Midwest. That Monday, and obviously it helps that they won the game against Notre Dame, but that Monday, they had more applications that day than they've ever had in any month in the history of the University of Miami. So, you know, I think that they realize that they need to get the program up to a certain standard. I'm not saying that, you know, they have to win national titles. I think they realize they need to be a top 10, 15 team every year right now, and I think they're determined to make it happen. And for the first time ever since maybe 2002, 2003, we stole a kid from Alabama today. Number one tight end in the country. So I think that kind of tells you something.
Sure does. Yep. All right, we got bowl games.
Yep.
And of course, the irony, Miami playing a Pac-12 team, the Sun Bowl, New Year's Eve day against Washington State. And who is it going to be? Garen Justice, who's going to be leaving for SMU, but coaching the Canes. Cougs almost stole the Pac-12 North. But in this one, the U laying two. What's the play here?
So I remember when they played last, I'm like, this is easy here. These Miami kids are playing in the snow. They had an interim coach who was trying halfback passes with Joseph Yearby, who had never thrown the football before. I mean, it was almost embarrassing. But now they've finally found a quarterback, Tyler Van Dyke. The offensive coordinator for this game is Rob Likens, who, if you remember, used to be at Arizona State. And I think he's actually a decent play caller. I think he wants to put a big game here on tape, and I think he's going to be aggressive. Miami is going to be without their best receiver, Rambo, but Washington State's down Borgi, best offensive lineman, starting cornerback, best safety. I don't see where the motivation is for Washington State after they beat the Huskies. So I like Miami here. And with Cristobal sitting in the press box and telling these kids he wants to see a good game on film, I think he means business. And then here's the clincher. No snow. Last two times Miami played in the Sun Bowl, it snowed. The weather looks, it's going to be probably in the 50s for the game. I like Miami, 38-28.
All righty. After a demolishing Oregon for the second time, Utah goes to the Rose Bowl the first time ever. They take on Ohio State because, you know, Michigan's in the playoff. A lot of rumors about who might opt out. But, man, this Utah team, once they settled on Cam Rising at quarterback, their season took off. The Ohio State University here, a six-point favorite. What gives in Pasadena?
Yeah, they did settle in, and I think it was a little surprising. I mean, I didn't think the kid was going to be this good, but they have one weakness. And their weakness is they have trouble against the pass. They face one real passing offense, and it was USC. Slovis threw for 401 that day, and wide receiver. Where do you think Drake London's going to end up? In the draft, what round you think he goes?
What round? Second.
Okay, I think second, maybe high third. That game he caught 16 for 162 and a touchdown. Ohio State has three receivers better than he is who are going to go higher in the draft. So they caught Michigan on a day it was brutal in Ann Arbor. Weather should be perfect. I think Ohio State doubles up Utah 42-21.
All righty. That would not shock me a bit. Oregon, of course, has gone from a playoff contender to eking out the North to crapping out in Vegas. Lost their coach. Oklahoma started sixth in the playoff rankings, lost their rivalry game, fell out of the conference championship game, lost their coach. So it's been wacky in Norman and Eugene. Boomer Schooner, -4. What gives in San Antone?
Yeah, so is Joe Moorhead going to stay and call the plays for this game?
Yeah.
I don't get it. I mean, there's a couple other situations. There's a kid in Florida, Emory Jones, the quarterback, said, I'm going in the transfer portal, and I'm leaving, but I'm going to still stay in quarterback. I mean,
strange.
First of all, I don't know why he would take the Akron job. I think it's a dead-end job. And then, second of all, I don't know what he's staying for here. So, didn't finish strong. I don't get it. Maybe he thinks he owes it to the kids. I'm not sure. But OU, number 7 in the country at finishing drives. The Ducks, number 95. Also, here's a telling statistic. They come out with all these statistics, and you're wondering, why did they fare so poorly down the stretch? Well, Ducks were number 125 at tackling rate out of 130 teams.
Woof.
A lot of missed tackles during the year, especially down the stretch. I like Oklahoma, 34-24.
All righty. We're bowling with Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, the 8th annual college football playoff, and we got a party crasher with Cincinnati, and their reward is Alabama. A lot of people harped on the Georgia defense, and then Alabama basically doubled up what they'd given up all year. But Ty, this is a big number, -13. Who we liking here?
How much of the country you think that's watching this game is rooting for Cincinnati here?
Outside of Tuscaloosa, 99.9%.
Well, outside of 100%. Well, what do you think? What percent?
That are rooting against them or would bet and take?
Well, rooting for Cincinnati to win.
Oh, if they're not in Tuscaloosa, it's 99.9%.
Okay, yeah, that's what I said. So I was pretty close. I told people it'd be about 98% of the public, the country, will be rooting here for Cincinnati. And they got some things I like. I liked them early in the year. I like their safeties or their cornerbacks. They might have the best cornerbacks in the country. They're that good. I think Alabama is going to take a different approach to this game than they did Georgia. I think they're going to use the run to set up the pass. And they might muck up the game, but they figure that's the best way. They don't want to throw it all over the yard. If they get a double-digit lead, then they're going to be really tough to beat. I mean, they didn't employ those blitz packages, and they are really good. I think Desmond Ridder's overrated. I think he's a decent – well, he's a good college quarterback. But his problem is that, I just don't think he's refined as a passer. And – some people, I saw some mock drafts having him going late first round. To me, he's a third or fourth rounder. If I'm a GM, I think Cincinnati's going to hang around for a long time, maybe even up to three quarters here. But I like Bama. They pull away, 34-13.
All righty. Georgia keeps their head coach and their defensive coordinator is the new Duck Boss, but he'll be down in your backyard when they play Michigan. As mentioned earlier, the Wolverines just killed their last three opponents. Iowa was a 42-3 in the title game. The question is, can Cade McNamara and that offense move the ball in Georgia? Odds makers say Uga laying eight. How do you see this playing out?
What did you think the line was going to open up here, or should be?
See, after Alabama, I thought it was three or four.
Okay.
So when I saw it at eight, I was like, but then again, I just... Alabama's offense is in a different world compared to most. And Georgia has suffocated the hell out of everybody else.
So I thought this line should have been five and a half. And I think Georgia has better talent. But here's the problem. What was Kirby Smart doing? I mean, he should have had his team ready to play Alabama. He should have been telling his team, listen, this should be your national title game. You knock out Alabama. You beat your rival. You don't have to worry about playing them in the next round. And they came out like they were playing the Missouri Tigers. Like, it was nothing. I don't get it. And then Michigan, who I thought was good, I wasn't all in on them. What's interesting, when they played Michigan State and they blew that lead, well, I wouldn't say blew it, I'd say Michigan State played their best quarter football. I'm like, you know what? I see something with this team. I think that they're going to be special. And so I just looked at this team, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to ride them. The last 4 weeks of the season, they played great football, but their coordinators were right on. And they were just they just figured out the right game plan for the Ohio State and the Iowa game. And I just think that they're getting better and better. They may not be quite as talented as Georgia, but I think their coaching staff's better. So I see it as an equal game. I think they're going to have 65-70% of the fans in Miami, and just don't believe in Kirby Smart in big games here. I think they got talent, but also if they fall behind, that quarterback's not bringing them back, just like the Alabama game. Everyone knew it was over. Give me Michigan. Wrong team favored. 27-26 over Georgia.
Nice. Yep. As always, we have an awesome time breaking down games of interest to us here in Eugene. The big ones on the national scene, but of course when the bell sounds, it's about finding the edge, the matchup advantages for your clients. Your game of the week is, what is it, the Johnny Carson L.A. Bowl, Oregon State and Utah State. So let the folks know how to get that and all you at Paramount Sports have to offer.
Well, first, Steve, we've been together. How many years we've been doing this? It's got to be over 20 now, right?
I think it's 19 or 20.
So how many years have you been doing the show?
Since 99. So this January would be about
20. I think it might be 20. I'm going to have to find out. We met like 2 or 3 years in when we were still
Vegas.
Kids. So.
Yeah, in Vegas. Well, yeah, when we were crazy kids with a future.
So, I want to thank you. It's always a pleasure to do the show with you. I look forward to it, and I do a lot of shows, but yours is one of the most fun. I think we just have a great connection. Love your knowledge of sports, your intensity, your excitement, and your passion. So I want to wish you, your family, your staff, and all the listeners out there a happy, healthy, and safe new year. And if anyone wants to get on board, I have a game of the week. Utah State and Oregon State goes tomorrow. One of the strongest plays I'll have for the whole bowl season. Give it to them for free. All they need to do is call 800-400-9741. It's on me, 800-400-9741. And we have our Double Down December special. You can get everything from tomorrow all the way through December 31st. Last year we won 27 of the last 36 games from the bowl, start of the bowl season all the way through the Super Bowl. You want to hop on board, just $97. Use coupon code SAVE200, ParamountSports.com.
You know what, Lee? I also discovered what makes this segment even better. When I remember to call you. Hey, back at you, my friend. I hope you, your family.
Do you go to the refrigerator sometimes and just totally forget what you came there for?
Oh, and now that I've aged a little bit, sometimes I'll go to the break room when I mean to go get something off the printer and the other way around. So,
Okay. I've been there before, too. So.
Hey, man. You and your family have a joyful holiday, and we'll keep in touch. Always enjoy it, Lee. Be well, and thanks so much again.
You too, buddy. Take care.
Take it easy.